This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado lawmakers are beginning their final and fast-paced day of the legislative session. There are dozens of bills awaiting votes, including a change to property taxes and several gun bills. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
After 4 months of work, legislators are in a race to midnight when the law requires them to adjourn.
I have this little app on my phone. It's counting down the days, the hours, the minutes, the seconds.
Republican Senator Janice Rich has been putting in long days, as have all her colleagues. The session seems to be wrapping up on a somewhat bipartisan note. Two of the last big things lawmakers have on their plates are bipartisan cuts to property and income taxes. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
One bill still pending would expand a tax credit for film productions in Colorado. It would raise the total money available to bring film productions to the state up to $5 million. Opponents, like Republican Senator Kevin Van Winkle, argue the incentive is too small to matter. He thinks the money would be better spent elsewhere.
Movies that come here are coming here simply because Colorado is a beautiful place to film, much more so than the tax incentives that come along with it.
But supporters said the credit would benefit Colorado businesses, and Republican Jim Smallwood noted it could also help the state's reputation.
Now we have a few dollars that could actually help shape Colorado, and particularly Denver, in a better light.
The film incentive tax credit is awaiting its final vote in the state Senate on this last day of the legislative session. Engineers are preparing options to fix a bridge over Blue Mesa Reservoir. It was closed a few weeks ago after inspectors found a crack in the bridge. In an update to residents of Gunnison Tuesday, transportation officials outlined some possible repairs that could take weeks or months. The closure on U.S. Highway 50 cut off the main road between Gunnison and Montrose. It's 6 minutes after six. Just ahead this morning, Denver's work to find shelter for a lot of new migrants. That's maybe harder than they thought it would be. And that is in this next part of Morning Edition here on CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Thank you for listening this morning.